Shalom and Calvary greetings to you all in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. I am Brother Edgardo Rezos again from the Philippines. And it's again my lot and it's my pleasure again to share to you some golden nuggets from the Word of God for this week's daily devotion. And how are you? I pray that you are well and great in the hands of the Almighty these days, with the crisis that the world is facing amidst the war that is happening in the Middle East, and the challenges each and every one of us is facing in our respective places, in our respective families, maybe. And I am hoping and praying that you are all in good hands in there. I want to thank the able ministers of God from the different places who have been part of this daily devotion program in this administration of the Word here in this platform. And also thanks to the brothers and sisters here in this platform, listening from every part of the globe. God bless you all. Now I just want to speak up maybe until Wednesday, or if God willing, all throughout the week, I think, on the subject awake or slumber, which one are you? Awake or slumber, which one are you? But before we proceed, let us first offer a short prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this very day. Thank you for waking us up sound and in your joy, in your peace. This gives us the strength of the whole day. And thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity to be gathered together from every part of the world, being one in this platform, the daily devotion. And fill us, O Lord, with your blessings. And once again, let us sit this very moment in heavenly places with Christ. Anoint us, Lord, as we approach your word. Fill us with your spirit as we hear what we should be hearing today in this week. And Lord, bless those who are in need. Heal those who are sick. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all this we ask. Amen. Amen. Now, good morning once again. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11, verses 7 to 10. Romans 11, verses 7 to 10. Let us read. What then? Israel had not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. Verse 8. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. Verse 9, and David saith, let their table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, a recompense unto them. In verse 10, let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back always. Amen. Amen. So that's Paul's writing in Romans chapter 11, verses 7 to 10. Amen. Now, the Bible uses the words slumber and awake as to the people's status spiritually, describing people, what people, how people are doing in their walk with the Lord, in their walk with God. Now, the Lord Jesus, in his earthly ministry, used these words. Paul also used these words. The book of Proverbs and some other books of the Bible use these words, awake and slumber. And initially looking at it, being awake means being active in the works of God, in the walk with the Lord. And being in slumber means being passive or being inactive. Yeah. But here, brothers and sisters, upon reading the scripture, we should find out what really are the deep and exact meaning of these words, awake and slumber. What is it to be in slumber, and what is it to be awake spiritually? What are the characteristics of people who are in slumber, and what are the natures of people who are spiritually awake? Now, these are things that we will be talking in this subject that we have this week. You know, the Bible, the Word of God, is our mirror. It is here that we checked how are we doing in our relationship and in our walk with God. And so, by this time, we could individually check the scripture we are going to read portions of it, whether we are in the state of slumber or we are in the state of being awake. We'll discover, because I tell you, brothers and sisters, it is not enough that we are always, say, we are always attending the gatherings of the saints, attending all the Sunday gatherings and all other gatherings of the week, of the year, of the month. You are there present, and you will see it is enough. It is not enough that you will say, oh, I am in the state of being awake because of that. It is not even enough, brothers and sisters, and it is not even a measure when we say, I was touched by the sermon of this preacher so and so, and I was moved and I cried. And then you will say, I am an active believer. I am in the state of being awake. No, sir. That is not a measure. That is not the measure. No. Because it might be that you are just touched emotionally, but the real life, the genuine faith, is not there. Only your human emotion. Amen. So, in here, this week, let us meditate on some scriptures. How is it being in the state of slumber, or how is it in being awake? Amen. Now, Paul, on the scripture that we read, gives us the idea of what it is to be on slumber. Let us read again that scripture in verse 7, Romans chapter 11. Let's start on verse 7 again. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for. but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. In verse 8, let us take note of verse 8. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber. God has given them the spirit of slumber. That's what the scripture tells us, that Israel, the God of Israel has given them, has given Israel the spirit of slumber. Amen. God has given them the spirit of slumber. And what? Their eyes, they have eyes that should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. So, what is it to be given the spirit of slumber? When Israel was given the spirit of slumber, brothers and sisters, we can see that they are of the state, they are in the state of having eyes that never see, having ears that never hear. Amen. You know, the promises of God should be real in the eyes of those who believe. The word of God should be, loud and clear. Yes, loud and clear to those having ears to hear. Amen. If we look at Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the three of them saw the promises of God. They saw the promises of God, the Bible said, afar off. Yes, they saw the promises of God afar off. But the Bible said they were persuaded of them. Yes, they were persuaded of these promises of God. They looked the promises of God as a real thing. They look real. These promises of God looked real to their eyes. And the Bible said they embrace them. They embrace them. Can you see? The opposite of being in slumber is the state of being awake. The state of being awake is the state of having the eyes that see the promises of God clearly as a real thing, is a positive thing. Amen. It is embracing what we hear in the spirit world, things in the future, as real and as genuine things. Amen. Like things like we could see, we could touch, and take a glimpse with. Amen. So it is not just a mere going to church, brothers and sisters. It is not just an attendance. No, sir. I've seen brothers and sisters, believers in the message, who have been in the message for years. They are in the gatherings always, maybe, but living in the life as if they have not seen nor heard anything. Yes. They're still living in a hopeless life, still grasping in the wind of uncertainties. Yes, a little trial, a little suffering, a little persecution, a little sickness, and they are already hopeless. My, oh my. Wake up, brothers and sisters. Why slumber when the end is nearing? Why slumber when God is about to fulfill his promise? Amen. Now, let us read some advices from the scriptures. There are really advices we can get from the scriptures about this thing, you know. in Ephesians chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. Let us read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. Amen. Awake, and Christ shall give you light. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And in Romans chapter 13, another advice from the scripture, Romans chapter 13, verse 11. 13, verse 11, Romans, the book of Romans. Let us read, and that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. It is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Amen. Amen. Now is the time to be awake. For now is our salvation nearer than the time we believe. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So that's the advices. And there is nothing more clearer, brothers and sisters, for a man of God having served the Lord to be said than giving a warning or enlightenment to the brothers and sisters, saying, awake, thou that sleepest. Now is the time to be awake out of sleep, for our salvation is nearer than when we believe. Amen. Amen. Now, another scripture, brothers and sisters, that we can learn from what it is to be in the state of slumber and what it is to be in the state of being awake. And that is, we can read Mark chapter 13 in verse 32, verses 32 to 37. Mark 13, verses 32 to 37. But of the day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Verse 33, take ye heed, watch and pray. For ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Verse 35, watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, and at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. Verse 37, and what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch, watch. Amen. Amen. Can you hear that? Take heed, watch and pray. Take heed, watch and pray. These are all warning words, brothers and sisters. The Lord Jesus commonly uttered these words during his ministry, not just to get the disciples to attention, but to mean something deeper. Yes, to mean something deeper. To watch means to stay awake. Yes, amen. To watch means to stay awake. You can never watch if you sleep. You can never watch if you slumber. Can you see that? When Jesus said watch, it means you stay awake and be on guard. Stay awake and be on guard. Amen. You know, a guard who is in his post of duty, he should never sleep. He is there to be to watch every time. So that being awake means being watchful, being prayerful, and always heeding, to what the Word of God said. Amen. Being prayerful, being watchful, and always heeding to what the Word of God said. Always heeding to what the Spirit says. Amen. So, I could say, brothers and sisters, that an awake kind of person is a person living in a careful spiritual life. Careful spiritual life. He watches his steps. He is a prayerful in every endeavor he is treading. He never rushes into action or decision without praying, without consulting God first. He does things with patience. Amen. And of course, a man who is in the state of being in slumber does the opposite. Yes, he does things in his own way. He lives in a carefree life, an easygoing life. He never cares on the consequences of his action or decision. And he never is being watchful in whether his work, his decision is in accordance and in accord with the will of God. Yes, amen. So, these are some, brothers and sisters, of the differences of being awake or of being in slumber. And so here now, initially, you could evaluate yourself and look yourself in the mirror of God's Word. What state am I? Am I awake or still in the state of being slumber? Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us end our day sharing here, but let us continue tomorrow and look farther in the mirror of God's Word. What it is to be awake and what it is to be in slumber. God bless you all. Shalom.